Terry. Praise the Lord. We got a few people in here today too, and we honor you today. Those watching by social media, we honor them also. I know my grandfather, my dad, my uncles, and one brother all served, and my wife's brothers all served in the military. And so we're just thankful cousins. You know, we're military people too. We love the military. And I didn't have to, praise the Lord, because of a crushed leg being a little kid. I got, they slapped me and said, get out of here. But you know something? God said, I'm not going to let you off the hook. I'm going to call you into the army of the Lord. Amen. And that's a great army to be in. Anyway, we thank the Lord for our military that are watching over us, helping us maintain the freedoms that we have in this nation. And what a great day for it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, we got that imbalance here again this morning. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we are so grateful for you. Lord, for what you did on the cross. You paid the price, the ultimate sacrifice for all of us, the whole world, all that have gone in the past and all those that will be born in the future. You died for all of us. You paid that ultimate price, Father, and you went through things that no human being could do. But you decided to do it because you love your creation. You this morning, Lord, we thank you for all those that have served in our earthly military to help protect this great nation that I believe you raised up. Satan would try to bring this great nation down, but Lord, we come to you and we continue to need you, to seek you out, Father, to ask you to guide us and direct us in the days ahead, Lord. And we give you to be here this morning up on your word, and Father, that it can be an encouragement, conviction, or whatever to our lives, Father, to help us to be disciples of you, Lord. Mighty name, and everybody said,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So anyway, it's going to be long enough to know you were in church. It's not a 20-minute mission little segment, right?
Amen.
We're in the world all week long. We're hearing all the junk stuff. What's 40, 50, 60 minutes?
Amen.
Day 2025, remembering the dead and the living. Starting out, I want to mention Thomas Monaghan. He's the founder of pizza. How many of you like Domino's pizza? But anyway, from 1970 to 1985, Domino's grew from a small debt-ridden America. And when asked to account for the phenomenal growth of the company, Monaghan explained, I programmed everything for growth, and how did he plan for people? We develop people. The key to growth is developing people. Even the world knows that. That's why we come to church too. Of God, amen?
Amen.
Not special cheese, not fast delivery, but people. It was all built around people. The importance of people, we need to do the same. We have a tendency to take people for granted. Even in our own view, we take them for granted. But it all started out, the importance of people. It all started out in the book of Genesis, actually. Genesis chapter 1. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. Female. Not transgender, no such thing. Male and female, both possess the equal eternal spirit, men and women. God created both of us to serve him and to glorify him. God didn't say, let us make the dog in our image. God made man or mankind the most important thing in all of his creation. And God's emphasis in Scripture has always been on people. God, and that's why Satan works so hard to bring people down and destroy us.
Yep.
He wants to get even with God because we are created in sin. God wants all people to be saved eternally. For why? Because God loves people.
Amen.
He loves people. if he didn't love us. But he did. So what does Memorial Day weekend mean to you? Extra time off from work? What it is with a go to church? A 3-day weekend eating, grilling out, fun time, the Indy 500, or perhaps remembering up. But we got to think. There's an illustration at a commuter train station. A policeman noticed a woman driver with her head bowed. A police officer asked her, "Is there anything wrong?" Half crying and half laughing, she said, "For 10 years, I've been driving my husband to this day. This morning, I forgot him." Brothers and sisters, the worst forgetfulness of all is to forget. The biggest lessons that we need to learn is that God didn't put us here for us. One reason to minister to others, especially within the body of Christ, amen? Amen. But not only here, to minister to those outside the walls of this church. We need and want to have fellowship. Final moments, we all realize that relationships are what life is really all about. How sad it is when you do funerals, what a funeral does bring years and years and years and haven't talked to loved ones, relations, haven't said a word. But that's the funeral sometimes will bring people together. Impact of that one person will one day be you and I, should Jesus tarry. What impact are you having on those around you in your life? It's always good to think on others, to love others, and to remember others. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 and 5, we see that Paul, he remembered, "I served from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of the day, greatly desiring this, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned," meaning the genuine and sincere faith that is in thee. "My mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that in thee also." When I was doing this message, I was thinking about act on our lives. My two grandmothers actually both did. And others in my life, an uncle that had a great impact, putting aside my mom and my dad, naturally you had in our lives. I've had teachers, I've had other people, employers that had a great impact in my life, co-workers that come alongside that impacted me some in a godly heritage, even when one parent or grandparent just contributes to it. We got to understand how important we are. You and I are to our loved ones in our home, to the people we work around. We're vitally important, and God placed us upon this earth to impact people's lives, each and every one of us. We're living in a me society. It's all about me. It's me, me, me. It will be a joy to meet our loved ones. It had an impact on our lives. Isn't that going to be exciting?
Amen.
So many of you, if not all of you, and even those watching, may have someone in their life that's really impacted your life. From the man, his uncle had died. And I really liked what he said because it touched on my message for today, is that he stood up and he gave a eulogy about his uncle in his life. He sang a song that he had written, had a beautiful voice, but he would have never done that. But his uncle inspired him, and don't give up and keep doing it. And we all got to be blessed by that funeral. And so we see the importance of why even you, your personal life, his life, that when you're gone, they can bring your name up and say, "This person impacted me in my life." We got to think about that. Life and meet those people. It says in Proverbs 10:7, "The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot." People who do not know Jesus, they may be good moral people, live really decent lives, but if they're not born again, never to be remembered again. I don't care how good they were. And that's why it's important. One thing, Jesus went to the cross so we could come to him, each others. The importance of the cross. Look what Jesus, the impact Jesus had upon this world by going to the cross and paying the ultimate. Enough to pray for him. Do you pray for other people? The Holy Spirit bring people to your mind you should be praying for. If you bring a name up, maybe it's a name from the past. Maybe. And he answers prayer. He remembered Timothy's pain in life. Paul knew the pain and things and the trials that Timothy was going through, and he remembered that when Timothy cried and wept. And he remembered it. And he remembered that he was a man of faith in the Lord. That's one thing that impacted Paul tremendously. When Timothy was important to Paul. Who in your life is important to you right now? We need to think about them. God put us here to remember people. Remember the dead. We need to remember our grandparents, our moms, our dads, our in the past that we were part of in their life, in people even on jobs that we've had, and in school. It says of Jesus Christ for y'all. I don't know if Paul was a Southerner, but he said y'all. That your faith is spoken of throughout the people who live the life, throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing. We need to continue to pray for people that God puts in our heart, yes, and never to give up.
Amen.
If you're praying for someone's hardest person in the world and you say, there's no way that person will ever come to Jesus, there's no way that person will ever change, they will if you keep praying. God testimonies, bedside testimonies, people dying to give their life to Christ at the moment of death. Or somebody's prayed for somebody 30, 40, Jesus. Paul frequently indicated to the churches that he loved and was praying for y'all. Paul not only spent a lot of time in prayer, this Memorial Day weekend, we should look back again and remember people. And I can think that while I'm standing here making that comment, the Holy Spirit, those are the people God wants you to pray for. We should remember the deceased. Our deceased veterans that have sacrificed their lives. We need to remember them. Yes. Originally, Memorial Day was instituted to remember the Civil War dead. But over the years, it has become a time to remember. This is one reason why it has long been called Decoration Day. I know growing up, grave sites of loved ones, and put people still do that today. And I think that's a beautiful thing because that's remembering people. That they were alive and they were on this earth. One thing I want to say, we're not to talk to the dead.
That's right.
We're never to talk to the dead. If you want to talk to a loved one that's died, or dad or mom or whomever, would you tell them that I'm thinking about them and loving them? No need to pray for them anymore. They had their chance. And this is one reason it's been called Decoration Day. Many people still go to the graves, like I said, and they decorate the grave sites. It has been said that on an average day, about 750 people will visit the USS Arizona in Hawaii on Memorial Day weekend. And on average day, some 3,000 people will visit the Vietnam War Memorial. And on Memorial Day weekend, 7,600 people on average. Thank the Lord for those who remembered our deceased veterans. I thank God for so much for our deceased veterans and for what they did for our nation. God bless those who remember to think about the loved ones who are no longer here with us, but in some way, whether small or big, they impacted us in some way who we are today. We need to do that. One day we're not here, somebody's going to be talking about you or not talking about you. And what are they going to say about family members that weren't too happy with me?
Yeah.
Been there, huh? Yeah. And with God's help, after wonderful and perfect, no way. But because of the Holy Spirit, to keep serving him, to keep moving on day after day, week after week, month after week, that one impacted my life for Christ. That's the greatest testimony anyone can say about you and I.
Yeah.
Want our children and our grandchildren to forget us? Would we want them to forget us? There are people who have had parents that didn't do the right things. It's easier to forget them. But the ones who have impact on you in a good way are the ones you remember. It says in John, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. See, that's one thing. Death is man's greatest, the only thing that we can't conquer here ourselves. There are several answers to that question. Science says he may live again. The ethic says he ought to live again. But Jehovah's Witnesses say that too, for some. But Jesus said on word, doesn't he?
Amen.
John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. I am the resurrection and the life. He live, and whosoever so liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Revelation unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be an exciting time. But I'm so grateful to Jesus for what he did. Brothers, that's why we want to give him the best when we come into church. When we worship him, we come and give him your best. People, we got to understand when we give him life, he'll begin to bring things together. He'll restore. He'll resurrect things in your life that you never thought would ever come back. When we're doing his work, he's doing ours.
Yes.
He's doing a work. If you are truly born again, you're going to. Or as someone else put it, death is not a period, but a comma in the story of the Christian life.
Amen.
Isn't that great? We need to remember each other's. Ron was a 15-year-old teenager, 10th grade student at Granger High School. It was one game suiting up with a varsity team. Excitingly, he invited his mother to attend. It was her very first football game, and she promised to be finally ended, and she was waiting outside the locker room to drive Ron home. How many loved it when mom or dad would come to your plays or your games? See, the touchdown passes our team made and our tough defenses and the fumble on the kickoff return that we recovered, he asked. His mother replied, "You have such presence, and I was proud of the pride you took in the way you looked. You pulled up your knee socks 11 times during the game. All those bulky pads because you got 8 drinks and splashed water on your face twice. I really like Pat number 19, number 5. And Mom, how do you know all that? And how can you say I was magnificent? I didn't even play in the game. Ron, I don't know anything about football. I didn't come here to watch the game. I came here to watch you." What a mom. Brethren, the moral story is people count the most. Even those we're struggling with, they count. People up in prayer, even if we're struggling with them.
Yes.
People are the most important thing, and God can change you and I. Totally, totally different. But the Holy Spirit, when we allow him to work within our lives, he's bringing us together. That doesn't mean we're perfect, but he brings another person is, and exactly that person, whether we like it or not, is the one that's helping us and having an impact on our life. And we can either kick about it, or we, my heart, instead of saying, what an awful person.
Yeah.
Lord, do a work in me.
Yeah.
Change my heart in the way I think. But Lord, I want to be like you. And when we're like him, he'll use us in the right way within the family. Brethren, the moral story again. Fantastic for some people. It's fantastic. But people are supreme. People are more important than football or any other sport, job. Chase our loved ones away by petty little things, even when our relationships. We will nag, we will put emphasis on things that will pass who we want to love and be part of in life, rather than looking at every little petty thing, if it doesn't go right or this way or whatever. That's not important. That's what's important, because one day we're not going to be around, and those things that we put so much emphasis on above a person will be gone. He says, Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. We're to look me first society that I said earlier. And we'll push, shove, cut off, fight anyone that tries to get in front of us. You got to make the exit. See, you got to get in there some way. And when you do, boy, you created some enemies.
Yeah.
Or stand beside you and you're walking a little bit faster. But they beat you. Even. Scripture teaches us opposite, that we should have other esteem rather than self-esteem. See, that's why if somebody calls me names or tears me down or whatever, I don't allow that to change the direction of my life or anything, or just make me stiz in Christ, and I know what Jesus thinks about me.
Amen.
And he wants me to make it.
Yeah.
He wants me to be a conqueror. And he wants me to be victorious. When he said, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. Many times people that have tried to say things about us and harm us, they don't realize what they're doing. That person.
Yeah.
Right now, I'd rather give them the bazoom, but right, Lord, I'm asking that you do a work in their life.
Yes.
And if it's me, do a work and deal with. Just want to make sure. Paul urges us to be lowly minded, not high minded, seeking the good of others. At times, God will allow certain things into your and my life that'll deal with our pride. And he'll use people to do that. And when we see that happening, maybe we should go to pride. And even if that person looks like they're winning, let them win. God will take care of any situation in their life if it was meant for. Think how much evil could be avoided in the earth if we thought one of another first. Philippians 2:4 says, look not every man on his own thing. That person that cuts you off on 694. God doesn't want us to call them morons, idiots, creeps. That person is, but right now I'm angry at them. But I'm praying that somewhere, the Holy Spirit is working in their life. That'll change our that. There is a true story of a woman. She was a widow and had only one son who was also deceased. She was a member of a church and was always thinking of hours to the living. By that, she meant that she believed in remembering people while they're still living. She loved doing things for the living. She deceased. She did that, but she preferred to give flowers in various ways to the living. But those flowers were in the form of bicycles, refrigerators. There's a young woman in this church that reminds me of her. That's my daughter. She likes to give.
Yeah.
I learn from her sometimes. People need to know that we care about them. They need to know it and love them while they're still living. But you need the contact that you haven't been getting along with, even if they don't want to talk to you. And just say, I just was thinking about you. They may not like it, whatever, but that's okay. That's on them. But you did what God in His Word told us to do, to think of others. Good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all people you can. Is anybody happier because you passed his way? Does anyone remember that you spoke to him today? Time is through. Is there anyone to utter now a friendly word for you? Can you say tonight in passing with the days that slip so fast, that you helped a single heart rejoicing over what you did and said? Does one who hopes were fading now with courage look ahead? Early spent. Did you leave a trail of kindness or a scar of discontent? Our lives are so important. And I'm going to say it again. You need to be in church when the church doors are open, if at all possible. Because this is where God can use you. how many times that may feel lonely. Maybe it's a widow of encouragement. Maybe it's just acknowledge that they were in church. Maybe that's all they needed fit you. You see how important you and I are? How we treat each others? We can either bring scars or we can bring healing. So easily offended. We're wasting our time. Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season it occurs in later season like a seed in the ground. You may not see the result of your taking care and treating people good. They may even rebuke you. But remember the good things you said or done. And you need to be patient. The Christian must not faint, meaning relax in his or to be persistent at all times. Galatians 6:10, and we have therefore opportunity to let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are you're alive right now. We're to remember each other's our brothers and sisters in Christ, acquaintances that walk through those door. We're not to criticize and to tear down, overlook you or whatever. We're to turn it instantly and to say, Lord, touch them. God will deal with them if it was a purpose intent. Here is the sad and fearful part. I'm going to finish with this. Ecclesiastes 9:5, but the dead know nothing at all. Neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. There's no future life consciousness after death, because there is, but only that nothing more can be done to earn heavenly rewards. Once we're gone, we can't come and say, Lord, I wish I would have been more forgiving. I wish I would have done this more for my family, those I've ignored or hurt. I wish I would have done it more now that I'm here. We'll stand before Him and understand why we're so important to God in this world. Even the greatest men are soon important to make one's brief lifespan as productive for God as possible. We only have one shot at it. Job 24:20, the womb shall forget him, the worm remembered, and wickedness shall be broken as a tree. A wicked person will be forgotten. They'll be forgotten. If you've never committed your life to Christ, you'll be forgotten, never to be remembered ever again. God, but doesn't know the Lord. They know about the Lord, but they don't know the Lord. Proverbs 10:7 says, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked. 88:12, shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of the forgetfulness? It's talking about hell. It's a land of forgetfulness. 2 Timothy 2:3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We're to endure when people are tearing us down, ignoring us, staying away from us, saying evil things. We endure that as a soldier. Spirit moved through us that we can impact even the people that dislike us the most. I've witnessed to many people that seed begin to grow. And they come and say, you know, somebody else told me the same thing you did. I've had letters from people who said, thank you. Thank you. I impacted her life and I didn't even know it. But God did. We have many casualties, many. Finishing with this scripture. And this is the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, Pastor, so much of has died and he or she will not be in heaven. How can I enjoy heaven? Revelation 21:4, and God shall wipe away all tears, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Meaning we will forget everything in the past. That person who chose to, they go where God said, you don't have to, but they said, I'm going to go there. They'll be forgotten, and God will wipe it from your memory too. He'll again. Let's all stand, please. Luke 15:7 says, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents. More more than over the 99 just persons with need. All about drinking and partying and grilling and all those different things. It's really about people, to remember those who've died before us, that bring in the middle of our enjoying the time off. Hebrews 13:2 says, be not forgetful to entertain angels, for thereby... I thought it was interesting. Some people, the way we treat them, strangers maybe, may that. But I thought, you know him? Well-known pastor. I think Brahm sent me that this morning. Or he said it. He said, I believe we're going to be, something big is going to happen in this world in the near future. Something really big. He said, beyond our wildest, he said, righteousness. And he said, people get ready, because I believe God is going to begin to send his angels to mix with humankind, and we'll be entertaining angels on a send them into our life. The test to see, is it all about me? Or Lord, I want to win them. I want them. Sure, they hurt me. God, I forgive them, but help me to help them, Lord. Save their souls. And that's not easy to do. How many in here would say, I know people that have hurt me and abused me, used me, whatever, just mocked me, made fun of me, and they did all kinds of bad things in my life. I remember them today, and I say, God, touch them all. Yes. Even if they're dead right now, Lord, that's what God wants to do, to bring healing into you and I. I'm just going to close this day with prayer. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to do a work in our lives. All those that have been affected in some way in your life, just put them up. Holy Spirit, I believe you want to bring healing into our lives on Memorial Day. A brother, sister, a relative, a friend, Lord, that said nasty things or treated me indifferent or ignored me, and it hurt me. You did no sin, but you took upon yourself the sins of the whole world, and you said, forgive them, Lord, for those in our past that have hurt us in some way. If we never have, Lord, we forgive them right now with your help. You will deal with the people that are still living that are hurt us and are hurting us. So we put them up, we cast all of our care upon you right now, this morning, Father, husbands, wives, children, growing children, grandparents. Help us to make reconciliation with anyone, even if they don't reciprocate, Father. Help us to be like Jesus. So, Lord, we commit this Memorial Day up on the cross, and we thank you for those that have sacrificed their life that we can have freedom, and we thank you for the loved ones in our lives. We give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And Lord, I pray you touch every home this week, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, upon Jesus, as we enter the time of the world that we've never seen before or ever will again. Help us to be prepared for what's coming. Amen. Look at somebody on the way out on fellowship and say, I appreciate you. Just say it to them.